Ensiksi seuraatte kahden lentomatkustajan keskustelua. Kuulette keskustelun kahteen kertaan, ensin kokonaisuudessaan ja sitten viidessä osassa.
Jokaiseen osaan liittyy muutama suomenkielinen kysymys, joihin olette toivottavasti tutustuneet jo edeltä käsin internetsivuilta.
Kuulette kysymykset vielä ennen jokaista osaa.
Älkää kuitenkaan yrittäkö vielä ensimmäisen kuuntelun aikana vastata kysymyksiin.
Sillä, että annetaan mahdollisuus kuunnella teksti kahteen kertaan, pyritään siihen, että teksti tulisi pääpiirteissään tutuksi ensimmäisen kuuntelun aikana.
Ja toisen kuuntelun aikana tarkennetaan niiden kohtien ymmärtämistä, jotka ovat tarpeellisia kysymyksiin vastaamiseksi.
Seuraavaksi siis tapaatte Jessica Lehtosen ja James Wheatin matkalla.
Excuse me, but I just wonder if this is my seat. It says A here, and I thought it was a window seat.
Oh yes, you're right. Mine is B, and it's the aisle. I just thought that maybe they hadn't booked the plane full and occupied this seat. I'll move over.
Oh, please don't bother. This is fine. I just wanted to make sure. Do you mind if I keep my briefcase here? I have my medication in it, so it's easier to reach.
Oh, no, just leave it there. It doesn't bother me at all.
Good. Are you flying to Stockholm?
No, I'm going to Helsinki.
Helsinki? What a coincidence. I'm going to Helsinki too. Or actually, I'm going to Manta. Have you been to Manta?
No, I'm afraid I haven't. It's somewhere in central Finland, isn't it? Is this your first time in Finland?
No, I've been to Manta several times. I change planes at Helsinki, fly to Tampere, and my host has a car there waiting for me.
How convenient. But why Manta of all places? What will you be doing there?
Oh, I'm a technical service manager. We've provided the local paper mill with the machinery, and I go and do the annual maintenance check there. Here's my card. The name's Wheat, James Wheat.
How do you do, Mr. Wheat? Here's my card.
Jessica Leitonen. You have an English first name. Are you English?
No, I'm not. First names just tend to get more and more international, don't they? So a Finn can easily be called Jessica.
So you work in England. Do you have a permanent job in London?
Well, yes and no. My bank sent me to work over there for some time. For how long, I don't know yet.
Do you like it in England?
Yes, I do. But of course it's a bit difficult when you have your family back in Finland.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Do you have children?
Two, a boy and a girl.
Do they go to school?
Yes, otherwise it would be really hard to combine working in England and having the family in Finland. By the way, when you come to Finland, how long do you stay?
Oh, it depends. Only a couple of days if nothing's the matter. If the machinery needs to be serviced more thoroughly, it may take a fortnight.
Do you have a family?
Yes, but my wife is at home, so she takes care of the children, takes them to school and so on.
Has your family ever been to Finland?
As a matter of fact, no. But I've been thinking about those Christmas flights to Lapland. My wife is interested in flying the Concorde, the supersonic plane, you know. The kids would love to see Father Christmas, and actually, I would like to try one of those snowmobile rides.
Ah, look, what a beautiful view of Stockholm. And it's still so green there. I'm sure the leaves have already fallen in Finland.
The archipelago's lovely, like the one off the coast of Finland.
Oh, now the captain is preparing to land. I get earache very easily. Maybe a piece of gum would help.
Nyt kuulette saman keskustelun viidessä osassa. Ennen jokaista osaa toistamme kysymykset, joiden vastausten pitäisi selvitä jäljessä olevasta osasta sitten. 1. Oliko englantilaisen paikka ikkuna vai käytävä paikka? 2. Minne ja mitä kautta hän oli matkalla? 3. Oliko hän ollut Suomessa aikaisemmin?
Excuse me, but I just wonder if this is my seat. It says A here, and I thought it was a window seat.
Oh, yes, you're right. Mine is B, and it's the aisle. I just thought that maybe they hadn't booked the plane full and occupied this seat. I'll move over.
Oh, please don't bother. This is fine. I just wanted to make sure. Do you mind if I keep my briefcase here? I have my medication in it, so it's easier to reach.
Oh, no, no, just leave it there. It doesn't bother me at all.
Good. Are you flying to Stockholm?
No, I'm going to Helsinki.
Helsinki? What a coincidence. I'm going to Helsinki too. Or actually, I'm going to Manta. Have you been to Manta?
No, I'm afraid I haven't. It's somewhere in central Finland, isn't it? Is this your first time in Finland?
No, I've been to Manta several times. I change planes at Helsinki, fly to Tampere, and my host has a car there waiting for me.
Vastatkaa kysymyksiin 1, 2 ja 3. Neljä. Miksi englantilainen tuli Suomeen?
How convenient. But why Manta of all places? What will you be doing there?
Oh, I'm a technical service manager. We've provided the local paper mill with the machinery, and I go and do the annual maintenance check there. Here's my card. The name's Wheat, James Wheat.
How do you do, Mr. Wheat? Here's my card.
Jessica Leitonen. You have an English first name. Are you English?
No, I'm not. First names just tend to get more and more international, don't they? So a Finn can easily be called Jessica.
Vastatkaa kysymykseen 4. Viisi. Missä suomalainen oli työssä? 6. Kerro suomalaisen perheestä.
So, you work in England. Do you have a permanent job in London?
Well, yes and no. My bank sent me to work over there for some time. For how long, I don't know yet.
Do you like it in England?
Yes, I do. But of course it's a bit difficult when you have your family back in Finland.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Do you have children?
2, a boy and a girl.
Do they go to school?
Yes, otherwise it would be really hard to combine working in England and having the family in Finland. By the way, when you come to Finland, how long do you stay?
Oh, it depends. Only a couple of days if nothing's the matter. If the machinery needs to be serviced more thoroughly, it may take a fortnight.
Vastatkaa kysymyksiin 5 ja 6. Seitsemän. Kerro englantilaisen perheestä. 8. Miksi englantilainen halusi käydä Lapissa?
Do you have a family?
Yes, but my wife is at home, so she takes care of the children, takes them to school and so on.
Has your family ever been to Finland?
As a matter of fact, no. But I've been thinking about those Christmas flights to Lapland. My wife is interested in flying the Concorde, the supersonic plane, you know. The kids would love to see Father Christmas, and actually, I would like to try one of those snowmobile rides.
Vastatkaa kysymyksiin 7 ja 8. Yhdeksän. Miksi englantilainen oli ihastunut Turun saaristoon? 10. Mikä vuoden aika oli?
Look, what a beautiful view of Stockholm. And it's still so green there. I'm sure the leaves have already fallen in Finland.
The archipelago's lovely. Like the one off the coast of Finland.
Oh, now the captain is preparing to land. I get earache very easily. Maybe a piece of gum would help.
Vastatkaa kysymyksiin 9 ja 10.
Lentomatkalla voi tosiaan joutua juttusille ulkomaalaisten kanssa, ja silloin on sitten syytä osata paitsi puhua ja kysyä itse, myös ymmärtää, mitä sanotaan.
Hyvin tärkeää on myös uskaltaa pyytää puhujaa toistamaan, ellei ole ymmärtänyt, mitä tämä sanoi. On ihan luonnollista, että ellei ole kyse omasta äidinkielestä, niin vaikeuksia voi tulla.
Aivan. Ja melko usein joutuu tilanteisiin, joissa on saatava tarkasti selville se, mitä sanottiin, vaikkapa esimerkiksi puhelinviesti. Ja seuraava tehtävänne onkin kirjoittaa muistiin viesti sekä soittajan puhelinnumero ja nimi.
Good afternoon. This is Mrs. Thurman speaking. May I speak to Mr. Savolainen, please?
I'm afraid he's not in at the moment. Shall I ask him to call back?
No, I'll be away for the rest of the day. Can I possibly leave a message?
Of course. What can I tell him?
Well, I'm supposed to meet him in his office at 10 tomorrow morning, but I can't make it. I could come at 11, though. If it doesn't suit him, I'd like him to leave a message on my answer phone.
And your number is?
5068173.
5068173?
That's right.
And your name was?
Thurman. Marcia Thurman.
Could you spell it for me, please, just in case?
T-H-U-R-M-A-N-M-A-R-C-I-A.
Thank you. Oh, one more thing. Was it I-A at the end of your first name?
Yes, it was.
Thank you. I'll inform Mr. Savolainen.
Toivottavasti saitte tarpeelliset tiedot herra Savolaista varten. Todellisessa keskustelutilanteessa keskustelijat pystyvät aika hyvin ennakoimaan, mitä toinen aikoo sanoa, ja jos jokin sana ei tule mieleen, tai tulee käyttäneeksi vaikka aivan väärääkin sanaa, paremmin kieltä hallitseva huomaa äkkiä, mitä tarkoitetaan, ja tarjoaa apua.
Mutta kun itse tarvitsee tietoa, pääpaino on ymmärtämisessä. Ja ellei se taas onnistu, on oltava taitoa tai rohkeutta pyytää selittämään ja toistamaan.
Eli siis osata sanoa vaikkapa, oh, I'm afraid I didn't quite understand. Tai sitten, ellei ymmärtänyt riittävästi, voi sanoa jotakin tällaista kuin, you said something about taking the train to Oulu, but I didn't quite understand whether you.
Ja keskustelussahan täytyy muistaa sekin, että vaikka ei tarvitsisikaan saada selville mitään erityistä, kuten small talk-tilanteissa, niin pelkkä kiltti kuuntelu ei kuitenkaan englanninkielisessä kulttuurissa riitä, vaan pitää muistaa myös ilmeet ja eleet.
Usein kuitenkin riittää vain keskeisen viestin ymmärtäminen. Uutiset ovat minusta tällaiset. Kuulee, mitä on tapahtunut, mutta ellei saanut selvää, voi lukea seuraavana päivänä lehdestä tai alkaa ottaa mulla tavalla selvää.
Kuulette seuraavaksi nyt koosteen kansainvälisistä uutisista. Näitä uutisia ei tosin voi lukea huomisen päivän lehdestä, pikemminkin eilisen.
Ja tietysti meidän internetsivuiltamme. Uutisaiheista ensimmäinen, joka on hyvin lyhyt, kertoo muslimeista, toinen Albaniasta, kolmas lasten päivähoidosta tehdystä tutkimuksesta ja neljäs kännyköistä. Lopuksi tulee kolmiosainen säätiedotus. Yrittäkää saada joka uutisen ydin paperille.
World News. More than 400 people are reported to have died in a fire that swept through a tent city in the outskirts of Mecca in Saudi Arabia. Most of the victims were Muslims on their pilgrimage to Islam's holiest site. About 1,200 Italian, French and Spanish soldiers have landed in Albania to take care of the distribution of food. The landing of the military was followed by a shipment of 400 tons of flour and beans to the starving Albanians. In a study on the effects of daycare on children, carried out by the US government's National Institute of Child Health and Human Development, it was shown that the impact of daycare was far less important to the mental and emotional development of the children than was their family life. Only 1% of the differences among children could be traced to daycare factors, while 32% could be explained by family conditions. The mobile phone is still seen as more or less of a status symbol in many parts of the world, but it has become an everyday object in Finland. Almost every one in three Finns owns one. whereas in France, for example, the percentage is only about 4.5. Several explanations have been offered for this phenomenon. One is that Nordic people in general are so-called easy adopters. Another is that mobile phones are so handy in sparsely populated countries like Finland. And now, Roger with the weather.
A cold north to northwesterly wind will bring snow showers to much of Europe and some more persistent sleet or snow to northern Scandinavia. A band of cloudy wet weather will extend from Britain across central Europe tomorrow. More persistent rain is possible over southern Scandinavia. Towards the end of the week, high pressure will develop in the north, resulting in fine but frosty conditions in northern parts of Scandinavia and Russia. The rest of Europe will be mainly dry with some sunshine.
Minkähän vuoden ajan sää tuo oli? Voisi olla melkein mikä hyvänsä.
No, edellisistä uutisista selvisivät varmaan pääasiat, ja kuten totesimme, se yleensä riittää. Kuulun ymmärtämisen eräs tärkeä edellytys on myös päättelytaito. Huomaat kuulemassasi jonkin oudon sanan, mutta sen perusteella, mitä olet kuullut tai muuten tiedät joko kyseisestä asiasta ja yleensä asioista, pystyt päättelemään sanan merkityksen.
Otettaisinko esimerkki tuosta viime mainitusta tyypistä? Päättelystä.
Selvä. Kuunnelkaa seuraava lyhyt vuorokeskustelu ja päätelkää, mitä Kate tarkoitti sanoessaan "That really made my day."
Hello, Kate. You look so happy. Anything special happened?
I've just passed my driving test.
Congratulations. I knew you would. And you did too.
Yes, but the driving instructor also said that I was one of his best pupils ever. That really made my day.
Ja kysymys siis kuului. Mitä Kate tarkoitti, kun hän sanoi, "It really made my day"? Ja mikä tämän aiheutti?
Tavallisimpia tapoja harjoitella ja testata kuulun ymmärtämistä on käyttää monivalintatehtäviä.
Seuraavaan tehtävään liittyy 3 monivalintakysymystä, jotka olette toivottavasti tulostaneet itsellenne.
Kuulette tekstin 2 kertaan, ensin kokonaisuudessaan, jolloin teidän ei ole tarkoitus katsoa kysymyksiä.
Sitten kuulette tekstin 2 osassa. Ensimmäisen osan jälkeen vastaatte 1 kysymykseen. Toisen osan jälkeen 2 kysymykseen, valitsemalla mielestäne oikean vaihtoehdon kuulemanne perusteella.
Ja kuuntelun aiheena on juna-aikataulun kysyminen ja lippujen tilaus puhelimitse.
VR Leppäkoski, hyvää päivää.
Oh, hello, do you speak English?
Yes, I do. How can I help you?
I'd like to know the train times to Turku on weekdays in the evening.
That's 18:29, 20:57, and 22:04 except for Saturdays.
How much are the tickets?
80 marks for a single ticket and 152 for a return.
Do you need seat tickets?
No, there are no intercity trains to Turku. But of course you never know how crowded the trains will be.
Well, in that case I'd like to book a seat for the 18:29 and 2 for the 22:04, please.
On what day?
On Wednesday.
The coming Wednesday?
Yes, please.
One single for the 18:29 and 2 returns for the 22:04. Smoking or non-smoking?
Non-smoking.
Your reservation number is 5084. The tickets should be collected 2 days before departure. Can you make it today?
Yes, I'll come right away. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Kuunnelkaa ensimmäinen kysymys, sen vaihtoehdot ja tekstin ensimmäinen osa.
How many evening trains to Turku are there? A. 1. B. 2. C. 3. D. 4.
VR Leppäkoski. Hyvää päivää.
Oh, hello. Do you speak English?
Yes, I do. How can I help you?
I'd like to know the train times to Turku on weekdays in the evening.
That's
1829, 2057, and 2204 except for Saturdays.
How much are the tickets?
80 marks for a single ticket and 152 for a return.
Do you need seat tickets?
No, there are no intercity trains to Turku. But of course you never know how crowded the trains will be.
Vastatkaa kysymykseen 1. Kuunnelkaa kysymykset 2 ja 3, niiden vaihtoehdot sekä tekstin loppuosa.
2. What kind of tickets and which trains did she book for? A. One seat reservation for the 1829. B. Two seat reservations for the 2057. C. One seat reservation for the 1829 and two for the 2204. D. Two seat reservations for the 1829 and one for the 2204. 3. What day was it? A. Monday. B. Tuesday. C. Wednesday. D. Thursday.
Well, in that case, I'd like to book a seat for the 1829 and two for the 2204, please.
On what day?
On Wednesday.
The coming Wednesday?
Yes, please.
One single for the 1829 and two returns for the 2204. Smoking or non-smoking?
Non-smoking.
Your reservation number is 5084. The tickets should be collected 2 days before departure. Can you make it today?
Yes, I'll come right away. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Vastatkaa kysymyksiin 2 ja 3.
Tätä tehtävää voitte vielä käyttää hyväksenne niinkin, että poimitte ne itsellenne fraasit, joita tekstissä käytettiin. Eihän sitä koskaan tiedä, milloin eteen tulee matkalipun osto englanniksi. Siis, miten nauhalla sanottiin? 1. Haluaisin tietää, milloin Turkuun menee junia. 2. Paitsi lauantaisin. 3. Sopiko teille tänään?
On vielä eräs aihe, joka meidän pitäisi tässä käsitellä, nimittäin itsestä kertominen.
Niin, jos osallistuu kokoukseen tai konferenssin ulkomailla, kirjoittaa työpaikkahakemuksen tai pääsee työpaikkahaastatteluun.
Tai joutuu esimerkiksi jonkun luona kyläillessään juttusille vieraan ulkolaisen kanssa, on osattava kertoa itsestään.
Mehän voimme ottaa tässä malliksi Greg Douglasin haastattelun.
Tehdään niin, sehän on niin perinteisen englantilainenkin.
Good morning. I'm Thomas Richardson. Glad to meet you.
Good morning. Greg Douglas. Pleased to meet you too.
Have a seat, please. To start with, would you mind telling me something about yourself and your background?
Not at all. I come from Liverpool, but I'm living in London now.
Do you live alone?
Yes, I'm single. I've got a bed sitter in the north of London. A pretty large one, as a matter of fact.
Where do you work now?
I work for a banking firm in the city. I'm a junior executive.
What about your family?
Well, my parents live in Leeds now, and that's where my elder sister and her family live too. They've got two kids. They live in a semi-detached house in a quiet suburb. A good choice for the kids.
What are your interests?
I'm very much a city person myself. I like the countryside too, of course, but I really prefer to go out and enjoy myself once in a while. I like the cinema and musicals, but I'm not too keen on plays.
So you don't go in for sport?
Oh, yes, I do. My job is very demanding and I have to work long hours, so it's important for me to keep fit. I jog regularly and go to the gym twice or three times a week.
Any particular hobbies?
Well, I do enjoy driving my car. I have an old Jaguar. A real beauty she is, almost a veteran. Fixing it is part of the fun.
Of course, I don't drive it every day. I take the tube to work.
So that's what you do at weekends. Polish your car and go out for a drive every once in a while.
Sometimes, yes. But on fine weekends, we sometimes drive to the marina in Portsmouth, where a friend of mine keeps his sailing boat. We go sailing around the Isle of Wight or other places nearby, weather permitting, of course.
OK, Mr. Douglas, that's all for now. It was nice talking to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you too, Mr. Richardson. Goodbye.
Aika makea elämä.
You said it.
Englannissa on tämän tapainen sanonta. Everything comes to him that waits, except new hair. Toivotaan näin.
Ja englannin osaaminen ainakin auttaa eteenpäin elämässä. Joten opiskeluintoa taas.
Don't give up. We'll live and learn.